League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to Daddy vs. Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
So today's show, very exciting for me. This is our first celebrity-packed show. Who do we got on the show today?
I mean, I'm a little starstruck. We got Meghan Trainor.
Amazing. All about the bass. All about the bass. No trouble.
I saw you like humming that earlier. Like,
yeah. Da, 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 da.
You should leave that to the singers. And we have Amanda Seyfried.
Seyfried, yes. Mamma Mia fame. Just found out Mamma Mia was Greek based. Thought it was Italian the whole time. But what the hell do
similar,
I know?
Similar, right?
Yeah.
And I think we have a good cat caller.
Yeah. Excellent cat caller. Cats and kids. Who would you choose today? On Daddy vs. Doctor. We're up and running. We have a very special guest today to Daddy vs. Doctor, Meghan Trainor, Grammy award-winning artist.
I mean,
what in the world? How are we getting these guests?
It's amazing.
We're so happy you're doing this because as parents, we want to hear everything. And I love, Sebastian, when you post about your kids and how you're just picking up and like traveling everywhere. I'm starstruck. I can't talk. Okay.
Oh, God. I think we came each across one another at on a hike from afar, right?
I was with my family. I think I was like pregnant that day, right? Or something. Yeah. It was that hike that I found out I was pregnant that day. And I saw you and I screamed, I love you. And you looked at me and you're like, I love you too. And I was
I know. Yeah. And then I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh.
I DM'd you, I don't know, 2.5 months ago.
No, you didn't.
Asking you a question and absolutely
nothing. Ghosted?
Nothing.
You couldn't get tickets to her concert?
No, it was something. I had a question about if you knew somebody and if they were any good. I don't know. I forget what it was even about.
Hey there, have to ask you a question. What's your email? Shut up. I would never disrespect you like that.
Forgot the question. I even forgot the question. It's been that long.
No,
anyway.
God damn it. Okay.
It's okay, Sebastian. Just DM me next time.
Okay.
I will.
DMs. I don't get as much
feedback. All right. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to hold that against you. What's going on at the house? What's the question that you have to ask Dr. Cohen? Not like you couldn't have called him outside of this this format, but what seems to be the issue? Maybe I could even give you some advice.
Oh, that would it. Okay, traveling with a toddler. We're about to go to Australia. And we're about to be on 9 flights in 16 days or something crazy. So like any tips for a 1.5-year-old?
Yeah, leave the kids at home, right?
You can leave the kids at home, definitely. However, I'm going to take the lead on this because what I did the first time we brought our daughter on an airplane, I went over to John Kelly Chocolates, and we're not sponsored by John Kelly at all. It just happens to be my favorite chocolate. And I bought little chocolates. I bought about 20 boxes of chocolates. And then I wrote out a card on the chocolate saying that I apologize in advance. This is our first time traveling with our kid. If she cries or acts up, here's a token of my, like have a chocolate. So I wanted to ease everybody's fears around me that, once you walk onto a plane and they see a kid, I feel the whole plane goes, oh God, you had to bring the kid on the flight. So I just gave everybody chocolates. And this is what I was pissed off about. I gave chocolates to two people and they refused the chocolate, which I found completely disrespectful. But
that came from a stranger. They don't like.
Yeah, they're like, no, that's a, and they gave me an attitude about like, no, that's okay. I'm like, okay, come on, this is a little sweet for mid flight. But anyway, that's what I did. Is there any medical advice that you could give that could help them through their journey? What do you do?
I know it's hard under two because they have no attention span. I mean, over two, you know, you plop an iPad, you're happy if they watch it for 18 hours. I remember saying to my kids, we tried to limit screen time, and on a plane, it's like, watch your iPad, don't talk to anybody, don't look at anybody, just sit there on the window seat, have a good flight. You know, you hope they do that. I think for younger kids, you can try little, you know, spots of the iPad to see if they're interested, little videos in between. I would bring everything on your carry-on for him, and every hour or two, pop something out new that he's going to be excited about, a truck. I mean, you could even go so far, you wrote notes, which is very impressive. Some people wrap a bunch of little items, so they spend some time unwrapping, and then the trash goes everywhere, but they're, you know, it gives them something to do that, you know, is interesting for a couple minutes. I think for under two, though, you're going to be walking aisles a lot.
Yeah. You're actually saying have a little mini Christmas on the airplane.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So what is this? One straight shot, LA to Australia, and then you're bouncing around?
We're going to Florida, then New York, then Australia. And then in Australia, we're bouncing to Melbourne, Sydney, like a bunch of places.
And then back to New York.
And then back to New York and then back to LA.
So here's my question. Do you all, now that you have kids, when you see the parent with the screaming child, do you feel differently about it? Because personally, my wife says, I have the luck of the pediatrician. When you're waiting for the flight, whoever that child is screaming at the top of their lungs, vomiting, coughing everywhere, they're within one seat of me. And I obviously can't be reactive about it. I just see that YouTube video, right? The pediatrician who's yelling at the screaming kid on the plane. So, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. But now do you see it differently?
Do you see it differently?
I've always felt bad for the parents with the one-year-old screaming baby, you know. I'm a good person. I would always look at them and be like, oh my God, this is tough for them. And then I'm a good person and I bring headphones, you know? Like, I know what to do on plane rides. So, yeah.
You know, that's very sweet and nice. I feel completely differently. When I would fly and see a child on the plane, I would say to myself, and it goes back to how I was raised. I didn't go on in a plane until like I was self-sufficient, right? Like I went on a plane when I was like 9, 10, when I could behave, when I wasn't like plane ready at 3, 4, 5. So right. I always used to say, look at this family, selfish, right? had to go on vacation and had to bring the kid. Now I feel completely different because now I'm in those shoes and I'm like, I sympathize. But I think all people, except for you, feel a disdain for families who are traveling.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, it's sad. It's hard for a child. You're putting them in an environment they're not used to. Yeah, it's horrible for everybody else around.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope you get through. And this is a big one to tackle too. It's not like you're going LA to New Mexico. You decided to go halfway around the world with the kid. And I don't know. I think you deserve whatever you come across, you know?
It's a job. I gotta pay the bills, you know. I have to take the job.
Yeah, if he gets really upset, there is one room in the back that the door closes that nobody can hear you guys screaming. So,
okay.
Yeah, your husband, I'll see, it will be back there in that room.
I'll be there. Yeah.
He's gonna be there. And we're in business class. Like, I'm doing it bougie.
Well, here's another issue, right? I used to get pissed.
So you're making the people who paid money upset.
Well, I used to get upset where I'm like, really? You're going to come in business class with a 2-year-old, right? And here I am last month traveling first class with our two kids. And I'm that person that I was making fun of. So,
Well, how about this one? I know of a story where the higher profile couple sat in first and their child sat with the nanny in the back. What do you think of that?
That's just bad parenting.
Right? I agree. I think that's horrible. It's your child.
Yeah.
It wasn't Sebastian, I swear. No.
So how is it, is this the first big trip or have they been on a plane before? What's your kid's name?
He's never been on a plane.
Never been on a plane. Wow.
His name is Riley.
Riley. All right.
I think you should do it like a trial, make up a plane and see how he feels in it. Make his room look like a plane and be like, this is what it's going to be like. He's going to be excited. Look out the window. Look at the people. He's a people person. Riley's awesome. He's a people person. He's good.
So in your relationship, who tends to be like the disciplinarian? Who's like laying the law?
I guess me, right? What? Right now, all it is like, hey, let's change. Let's go from the bottle to like food, you know? And that me, I guess
she
like,
disciplines me.
Right.
Discipline
I was like,
him.
We got to get off this bottle, man. And he's like, we'll do it tomorrow. And I'm like, we got to start. And now he's off the bottle because of me.
Oh, it sounds like they have a really nice coexistence between
them. Yeah.
They're like the sweetest people.
Well, wait.
Look at the two of them.
Hold on. When you come into the office, do you both come as a couple?
Always.
I used to do that. And I used to I used to go with my wife and I used to tell Dr. Cohen, does any other father even bother coming in here? I thought I was a unicorn.
I will tell you, he comes to every single visit.
But does he ask questions or does he come because he's told?
No, he's,
you better come to this with me.
No, he's very present. Megan usually goes to the bathroom.
Megan wouldn't get to the appointment if it wasn't.
I can't drive. I'm too scared of driving.
You don't drive?
Well, I'm scared. Like, there's a lot of, pressure on me with the baby in the car. I'm like, you drive and I'll sit, you know?
Does your wife ever drive you around? Okay.
You know my wife. She's like, you need to be here at this time, and then that's the end of it.
Yeah, but like when you're driving, does she ever go, I'm driving and you're sitting in the passenger seat? Oh, bro, that's, you can't do that. I'm sorry. Listen, I have a thing. The man should always be driving the car. Right? I mean,
here's the problem. Erin, she gets upset because I get texts, from patients and things. So she wants to make sure I'm focused. So then if she thinks if you're going to get calls, if you're going to get texts, I need to drive. So that's the debate, which I would never take it during call. That makes sense, right?
Of course not.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But they are so present. When they come in, they're both on the floor with Riley playing, doing the whole thing.
So are you,
you are like, that, are you were taking calls in a back room when you come in with your kids.
Are you saying next time I come in, I got to get on the floor?
You should be on the floor. You should be a little, you should be a little more present.
But also,
go ahead.
Sebastian, do you text Dr. Scott Cohen all the time about your kids? And do you feel like bugging him?
I wouldn't say all the time, but I think I
would say all the time.
Listen, I would say I text probably a little bit more than he would like me to text.
Right. I always feel like I'm bugging. I've only done it like 3 times, but I'm just ruining his day.
No, you're not ruining my day. Because you actually ask good questions about your child. Sebastian's usually texting about himself. And that's just hard for me. So that's the genre I was never trained in. That's the hardest part. I don't know what's going on with your hip. It's very difficult.
Well, I mean, have you ever texted him something and gotten a response where you're like, wow, I shouldn't have even bothered him with that?
No, I get responses right away and a call, and it's incredible. Like no other doctor does that for me, but I'm like, God, I know he's on vacation right now or something, and
right?
I'm just interrupting it.
Isn't it amazing how I wrote their script to say all these things? It's phenomenal. You're reading it perfectly off the teleprompter.
Welcome.
Anything else? Anything else going on?
I do want, if a bunch of people listen to this, I want everyone to know that Scott's office is the greatest pediatrician in LA because they discover that our baby boy needed glasses at a very early age, and like at 1 year old. And a lot of my friends who have babies are like, how did you figure that out? And I was like, well, they did the binocular test, right? And they're like, my pediatrician doesn't have that. So I just want to say you're a gangster and you're a real one. And we appreciate that because now my boy can see.
Hold on 1 second. My son didn't get the eye test until he was 3.
No, that's not true.
We never went into that room to look at that.
No. You weren't there. Oh, again.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
My bad. Just, you know what?
Yeah, no.
I have a question though. I have a question. And I can't get my kid to wear a hat, let alone eyewear. How does he keep the glasses on?
No, it's not glasses. It's not. Oh, the glasses. Oh yeah, you answered.
Yeah,
the glasses. It was like Peppa Pig. No, Peppa Pig.
It was
Peppa
like Pig. Significant. He no. wasn't using his left eye apparently. So it's like he knows like when they're falling off. He's like, I better keep these back on.
It is crazy. Kids, you would think they would rip off the glasses, but probably because they're actually seeing better, they actually don't mind it.
Wow.
Yeah, but the machine's pretty impressive. They just look at it, check nearsighted, farsightedness, astigmatism, asymmetry, down to 6 months of age. It's really cool that we're able to pick this up now, because in the olden days, you know, until you could do an eye chart or you see crossing or the child complained, sometimes you didn't pick up visual issues. So
is it common for pediatricians to have this type of technology in their office, or are you someone that can?
I think more and more doctors have it. And now there's apps they can use for similar types of exams. So I think it's becoming more and more
common.
Yeah, they don't all have it. He has it.
Cool. Well, yeah, see, I'll second that. He is the best pediatrician in the Los Angeles area. I don't know of any other pediatrician.
Why did you say Los Angeles?
Because that's all I know of.
Oh, okay.
I know he's better. Listen, my pediatrician growing up, his name was Dr. Gilmore. This guy, first of all, I saw him once a year. That's it. Because back then, we didn't have this like access to the pediatrician like we have now. So I went once a year, and this guy had no bedside manner. None whatsoever. You just came in. He's like, drop your pants. And I'm like, what? So it wasn't that
odd you're still going to him, you know, as an adult.
Yeah, I find it odd that I'm getting my checkup from this guy still. But anyway, you are top notch at what you do, and you should definitely take these compliments in stride.
I appreciate it.
Listen, we know you're busy. You know, you got the whole thing to plan for in Australia. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to talk to us about your child, Riley. We wish you the best on the flight, and go get some chocolates, huh?
I will. I'll take all your advice.
Thank really you appreciate guys. You guys. Mwah. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So it's nice. Nice to hear from people in the business also dealing with problems with their kids. Not problems necessarily, but just obstacles going on.
But so down to earth. Such great parents. So present with their son, Riley. Awesome.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
All right, super special guest coming at us again. 2-in-1 show from Mamma Mia, Amanda Seyfried. Let's see what's going on with Amanda as she comes to us via, I think, from a set. Is she filming something? And she took time off to come on the show. There she is. Hello. What's happening? Where are we calling from, Amanda?
Where am I coming from?
Where are you calling from? Where are you?
Where am I calling from? I'm calling from New York City, Upper West Side.
Upper West Side.
At work.
I love it. She looks great.
The commitment is unbelievable. Thank you so much for joining us today. Obviously, you know Dr. Scott Cohen. We've never met. My name is Sebastian Maniscalco. We have this show called Daddy vs. Doctor, and we're happy that you're joining us. So what seems to be the issue? Give me the names of your kids, by the way.
It's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret. Okay. So
I mean, Scott, you know them.
Right. We won't say.
I've actually never said them publicly, so I'm going to, you know, just in case. I don't know why.
Okay. We don't need to know the names of the kids. Okay. Let's just throw that out the window.
They're great.
We'll just, what is the issue with one of the kids?
Okay. So it's really more of an issue with me as a parent than the kids, but I know a lot of people feel this way. A lot of moms I know, we always get really scared when the kids get fevers. And when is it too high? You know, when should we start worrying? And what do we do when it gets really high? How do we avoid the ER? How do we avoid stress as parents? Because when we are stressed, our kids see it. And so I just need to know how to handle it. And like, what's healthy and what's not?
Okay, let me speak to this first and foremost.
Dr. Sebastian.
I have two kids, 5 and 3. And the fever is scary. First of all, can you explain what the hell is a fever? What's happening?
They're hot. Yeah, no. I mean, by definition, a fever is any temperature of 100.4 or higher.
100.4. So kids got 99.6.
Technically not a fever, maybe heading that way. Everybody's like, oh, they feel hot, they have a fever, but technically that's the hard and fast definition.
Okay.
In reality, it doesn't matter, and I'll explain why.
Okay. Number two, I want to ask you, Amanda, how do you administer the fever? Is it with a gun, a little temperature gauge? How are you doing it? Okay.
It's the gun on the forehead.
Does this shit work?
It's become like the new thing, right?
Okay, well, yeah, but like to me, growing up, first of all, my sister does it up the ass, which apparently gets the best reading, right?
I've heard the same thing.
Okay,
but how old are her children?
19.
Yeah,
no. What's the most accurate way to get the temperature?
So the most accurate is a rectal temperature, but it's really, you wouldn't do it in a child over 2 months of age. It's uncomfortable. It's unnecessary. The reason why we always say rectal temperature is under 2 months of age, because it is the most accurate. And if it's 100.3, it's something we're discussing and watching. And if it's 100.4 in the first month of age, it's going to the hospital and getting a myriad of tests to make sure they're not very sick and they just have the cold that everybody else has in the family. So that's why it makes such a difference, 100.3 versus 100.4. In older kids, the number doesn't matter. And as a parent, you're right. What are the three things everybody's worried about? The height of the fever, is it going to cause brain damage? Are they going to seize, right? These are things that are going through your head as a parent. As a doctor, when you call me and say your child has a fever, if it's 101 or 105, makes no difference to me. All that matters is when you give the medicine, does it trend down? And how are they feeling and acting when they're not having fever? So it's actually not the height of fever, because the height of the fever will never hurt them. So even 104, 105 fever, as a parent, it's scary because, right, they're lethargic. They're like, eyes are rolling, they're shivering, and it's miserable to watch, but it really, really won't hurt them. So what we look at is number of consecutive days of fever. So like when it's getting more than 3 days, you know, it goes up and down over 3 days. Most viruses, fevers last about 3 days, sometimes up to 5. When it's more than 3 to 5 days, we want to check the child out because we want to make sure nothing else is going on. Ear infection, lung infection, throat infection. Obviously, we'd see him sooner if something else was going on. But fevers that go longer, that's when we're checking out. And then seizures is an interesting thing. Did you ever worry about that? Like if your child had a fever, they would seize? Did that ever enter your head?
No, but now you gave her another thing to worry about. Look at her. She's scared stiff.
I'm too sensitive.
No, you hear about...
I'm too sensitive for you guys.
Oh, no. But you hear about febrile seizures, and actually febrile seizures are due to how fast the fever rises, not the height. So we'll get a call. My child has 104 fever. I'm worried they're going to seize. They're not. The fever's already there. The problem with febrile seizures, they're not going to happen. They're not super common, but we see them sometimes. So I don't want you to worry about it. But what happens is the fever rises so quickly that then the child seizes. Often you don't even know they have a fever till afterwards. So again, the height of the fever, which is usually what we harp on, not a concern.
Why would a fever rise quicker or slower depending?
No, just depending on what type of infection they have and sort of luck or unluck of the draw. But it could rise really quickly from 99 to 101. 101 is not a super high fever, and that could cause it. But febrile seizures, thankfully, kids outgrow. You know, it's more common to have a fever without a seizure, of course. So it's not something I want you to think about.
Okay, one more question. This is going to come from me. When my cousin had a bad fever, it's like 103, 104. This is back when we were growing up. They put him in a bath of ice. Is that Italian or what is that?
See, seems Italian.
Have you ever even heard of it?
No, people do like cool compresses. I just think ice would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
right?
Well, when you're burning at 104, to dip in a little ice bath. Like,
but anything's cooler than 104. You could do a sauna.
Well, that's
it'd be
the less thing. My daughter had her highest fever. We put the cold compresses under her armpits and on her feet. And when I put the cold compress on her feet, she said it feels like knives. So also a really high fever makes them so, so sensitive and achy that it's so painful to even do something as simple as a cold compress. So, but what happened was it went down from 103.6 to 102.2 that quickly because of the cold compresses. So that was the good news. So it is interesting that temperature, you can change their temperature very quickly. An ice bath does seem a little Italian.
And did you notice like when it came down, right? The more it came down, the better she felt. So she'd have periods of like feeling better and then fever come back and she'd be like out of it again, right?
Yeah, she was so uncomfortable. I'd never seen her so uncomfortable and it was really scary. And it did, the ice was so quick to work, quicker than any kind of Motrin, any kind of Tylenol, which we also administered immediately. It's really hard. It's really hard to have kids. So I guess that's maybe the lesson I'm taking away from this.
Yeah.
But also not the number, it's how they are feeling between fevers. And how the medicine works is the lesson that I've taken away.
Yep, and consecutive days, exactly.
Consecutive days, okay.
Right, because how long did it take for a fever finally to break? Probably about 3 days, right?
Well, knock on wood, my kids have never had fevers for that long.
Oh,
only
good.
Two.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope Dr. Cohen has quelled some of your fears on fever. I know I'm going to be taking an ice bath tonight. I don't know about you, but thank you so much. Best of luck on what you're filming there, and we'll see you soon. Take care.
Thanks, Amanda.
I'll call you in a couple of days.
Sounds good.
That's parenting.
You got it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Super sweet. It's the first time we've talked. My question is, I think I turned her off by asking the names of the kids. I think that went sideways a little bit. I felt like I didn't, I jumped off and I jumped right into a fucking grenade. Don't you? I wasn't expecting that. What's the kids? How do you keep that private nowadays?
It's impressive. Right?
I mean, Jesus. I doesn't the internet just find out everything? All right, next up here on the Daddy vs. Doctor show, we got Michael. He's had some an experience in the NICU, and he'd like to discuss that here today. As he's probably, what are you working at Home Depot there? What do you got, bro? What's going on, Mike? You there? But Mike, we're here. You see us? You look like you're looking into an abyss.
I'm in Home Depot right now.
Yeah. I know that ceiling anywhere, bro. Plus the
I got the handy tape measure over here with me too.
Now let me ask you something. Is that your first measuring tape, or do you use it so much that yours broke?
I've gone through about 5 or 6 in my lifetime so far.
Wow, bro. I still got the one from when I first bought it when I was 21. This guy's knocking out 7 measuring tapes. Let me guess, you don't even have a measuring tape at your house. Come on.
Yeah. Sure.
How you doing?
Good, man. Let me ask you, just out of curiosity, what section?
Yeah, sure. I'm in the appliance section because my washer and dryer broke, and having twins, I'm doing washes like morning, night, and day right now.
Yeah. Well, we shout out to Home Depot for allowing you to do the show right in the middle of right in the middle of the store. So you got twins, right?
I got twins. Yeah.
Okay. So
twin baby boys born a month ago.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations!
Congrats, man. That's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And so what happened?
Both born by a C-section from my wife. That was all planned. The first one that came out, let's call him Twin A, and his real name is Robbie. And Twin B is Johnny, John Robert. Robbie, he had some breathing difficulties as soon as he came out. So he basically, I think they had to bring him back and they had to clean him up. When they cleaned them up and everything, it took a little bit longer in the delivery room. And what's it called? Literally, he's had breathing problems since then. So, like the transient tachypnea of the newborn. Sorry, I'm on a call right now. The transient tachypnea of the newborn, which was first assessed by the two pediatricians that were actually in the room, and then. We got into like the maternity and labor ward. I talked to 5 pediatricians literally within 24 hours, and I was trying to get him admitted to the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, just to get him like a little bit more assistance in his breathing, get him into an incubator. And basically after the 5th one, after the 5th pediatrician I talked to, she was thankfully pregnant at the time. She completely sympathized with me. And she said, listen, I'll put him in for observation for 6 hours. Let's see how he does. And then he was actually in for 18 because in addition to his labored breathing, he's had, what's it called? He's had, he lost his body weight. He lost more than almost 10% of his body weight within the first 24 hours. So he was struggling. And then I think it was a week or 2 weeks after they were born, I had to actually take him back. They saw the regular doctor. I actually had to take him back to the Hospital for Sick Children here in Toronto. So the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto is really well known, well renowned. And I was thinking, okay, that's gonna be the best possible care for him. So as soon as I got him triaged, the nurse, brought him in right away and said, yeah, I see the labored breathing. His chest is bumping up and down. It's lasting for more than 1 to 3 minutes at a time. And that was the extent of what I was doing. So, sorry, I'll let you guys, after that long-winded spiel.
No, first of all, I mean, he's home now with you guys.
Home now with us. Yeah. Didn't spend any more time in the NICU and didn't spend any more time at the sick child.
Obviously that's great. And congratulations, yeah. Because obviously birth is a, exciting and should be happy event. And whenever with these bumps are in the road, it can get very scary and anxiety producing as a parent, obviously. So I'm glad he's home with you guys, yeah. and safe. Was he full term baby or premature?
They were 38 weeks out of 40, so I think they were.
You said 38.
Size. One was born at 6'11", the other one was born at 6'2".
Got it. Okay, no, that's great. So he mentioned transient tachypnea of the newborn. Those words just roll off your tongue, right?
Yeah, no, I never heard it. Never heard that before, which doesn't mean anything. But I could sympathize to your story. My daughter was hospitalized 3 times over the course of 9 months. Cause of breathing issues. She was like 1, I think, or I think it was around 1 years old when it happened. So, I mean, to go through that as a parent, it's extremely scary. So, I definitely know what you've been through, but, Is this something that typically happens?
Yeah, transient tachypnea of the newborn is actually relatively common. It's more in C-sections. And the idea is you have some retained fluid in the lungs. You're not getting that big squeeze from a vaginal delivery, which squeezes out a lot of the fluid. The good news, just like the name transient, is it's transient. It goes away and the body resorbs the fluid. It could take minutes or hours or even sometimes days. Some kids need a little support. Some need oxygen. Some just need time. And it sounds like that's what happened. And then that got better. Thankfully, it sounds like there were no infections, pneumonia. Mom didn't have any infections or anything like that. So it's just riding out a little time, and it can be scary when they first come home. The other thing is weight loss is also very common. You know, all babies lose up to 10% of their weight in the first week of life because it usually takes about 3 to 5 days for breast milk to come in. So babies lose weight and then they gain it back. And if they lose too much, you know, we supplement them with other things. So thankfully, these are issues that are early on, usually don't have any long-term consequences as long as we're feeding and eating well and breathing well now. And that's good news.
Yeah, man, I sympathize with your story, but my true question today is, what's lumber going for in Canada right now? What are they selling?
We were at, in the height of the pandemic, $9 for a 2x4. So I think they're down to about $4.50 right now, which is still probably about double what we were paying pre-pandemic.
Gotcha.
And we produce this stuff. And we ship it down to you guys.
Oh, is that right? So you're just making money off the United States. Why you keep looking around? Are you going to get attacked?
These two associates here, they're trying to get my attention. I'm like, no, I want to.
Could you bring me over to the associates? Could you bring us over to the associates so we could tell them off?
Sure.
It's always nice, to talk to people in the store, see what's going on. Hey, what's up, bro? Is this guy bothering you?
You're on a podcast right now. So
is this guy bothering you in the store? We'll have him taken right out. He could care less, bro. He could care less, man. He don't want to deal with us at all. Forget it. All right, man. Michael. Thanks for calling in, man. I know you're busy and you got a lot of wood to measure. We really appreciate you joining us here on Daddy vs. Doctor. Best of luck to you and your twins and your wife. And I'll see you next time I'm up in Toronto.
Congratulations. All the best.
Thanks, guys. And really, really enjoy the other podcast. Listen to all 500 episodes. So it's great.
Oh, thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye.
You got it. A lot of people from Canada calling in, man.
Yeah.
It was nice.
We're international. It's a big deal.
So let me ask you on that particular call. Was there a question that we missed?
I know. I was trying to figure that out. It sounded like, these are things that happen early on after delivery and they can stay with you. So every time the baby breathes a certain way, you're going to be thinking about what happened a week earlier and that was serious. And it sounds like if the doctor that they saw and the breathing was fine, the oxygen is fine, that there's actually something called periodic breathing of the newborn. So, you and I breathe at a constant rate. Babies breathe really fast and shallow and pause, but they're not in distress. They don't have any lack of oxygen. So it's possible this is a normal newborn thing, but we're remembering the scariness of before, which is understandable.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, we got Lisa. What's going on? Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, great, good. Where are you calling from today?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Well,
my wife's from outside of Pittsburgh.
There we go.
Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Western Pennsylvania. Have you heard of it?
Pardon?
Have you heard of Uniontown, Pennsylvania?
Uniontown, yep.
Yeah, that's where my wife's from. We were married there.
Oh, nice. It's nice in the fall, that time of year.
It's beautiful. A lot of excitement.
Yeah. Honest to God, you could care less about where the hell he was married. I mean,
I can tell that
the lack of.
I work at a banquet facility and I do weddings all the time. It's a joyous occasion.
Okay.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, it's like you didn't even want. You're like, this is what I do for a living. I want to talk about weddings right now. Let's get into the kid. What's your child's name?
Penelope.
Penelope?
This is her snotty nose.
Oh, the snot different nose. Ends. All right. Okay. So what's, is it just a constant run or?
It is constant. It is from morning, noon, night, nighttime. It is constant. We've tried the eye drops. We've tried the nasal spray. We've tried humidifiers, dehumidifiers, air purifiers. Nothing seems to be working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this, because Serafina is my daughter. She would have a runny nose with no explanation. Is this allergies? Could it be allergies?
Could be allergies. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's very likely. How old is she?
She's 10.
10 years old. This has been going on all her life?
Like 50% of her life, yeah.
And any family history of allergies?
Well, we took her to get an allergy test, and yeah, she is allergic to cats, and we do have cats.
There we go. We're solving problems. See that?
But if we do, she does take allergy medicine. She does do allergy eye drops. She does do allergy spray, and it still doesn't help.
Right.
Okay, here.
What's your solution?
I'm allergic to cats, right? And I can't even go over to his house because he's got...
almost died.
Yeah,
he came at my house.
I went in there, and I don't know what the hell was going on. I turned red. I couldn't breathe. I had a scratchy throat. And I told him, listen, in order for us to continue our friendship, we need to get rid of these animals. All right. So that hasn't happened. And is there been talk of possibly losing these cats so the kid's nose ain't running?
No, not
no.
At all.
So it's the, so we got to get rid of the daughter.
Yeah, that's first, I think.
Hi.
Oh, what's who just entered the screen there?
My husband.
Oh, okay.
He talks about it. We talk about it all the time. Like, you know, what is going on there? So, yeah, there's no talk of getting rid of the cats.
Did you get the cats as a family?
As a family, yes. Our cats are part of the family.
Oh, got it. Got it.
So this story with her allergies started way back before she was even born. I had cats when I was a kid growing up, and I had them for 20 years. They eventually passed away just before my daughter was born. And just when they were passing away, I said, I don't want any more animals, because growing up, I was fortunate enough to travel a lot, and I knew how difficult it was traveling with animals. But still, I loved the animals. But my wife, she has always had animals and always wanted animals. And when I said, no more animals, she ended up getting another cat. No, actually, the first thing she did was get a dog.
Yep.
We got a dog just before my cats passed away. Then eventually, the cats passed away. We got married.
Got a dog.
We had a daughter. We also had a cat at that point. And so I was allergic for a long time, but allergies go away eventually.
I'm allergic to cats too. I grew out of it, so I kind of am hoping she will too, but it's not getting any
better. I'm no longer allergic to cats, but my
wife. Wait a minute, hold on, bro. You got rid of your cat allergy? How the hell did you get rid of the cat allergy? It just went away?
Yeah, like mine went away. I mean, yeah, like I do sneeze occasionally, but it's not nearly as bad as it was. Like you outgrow your
allergies. Yeah, sometimes they're less later on in life. Some people test positive, but don't have severe allergies. I mean, I think you've done everything right. You try over-the-counter allergy medicines. You try nasal sprays. You try to decrease exposure to the allergen, which we're not doing here, which is going to be a chronic issue. And then there's also other types of, you know, allergy shots and things like that, going down that path. But it may just be, you know, a lot of vacuuming, a lot of picking up of dander.
Listen.
Get rid of the cats.
Listen.
You can't get rid of cats. Nobody's getting rid of cats.
Listen to me.
You know,
I'm not.
Another cat.
We got a corn.
What is it, a zoo over there?
She's collecting cats. But, you know, her reasoning behind it is they're for our daughter.
Listen,
right. But maybe not in her room. Maybe don't put the cats in her room, on her bed, on her carpet.
Listen,
hardwood floors.
I don't mean to be harsh here. I didn't grow up with animals. The only two animals we had in our house were two parakeets that were belly up on a Saturday morning when we came down, and they were basically thrown away in the garbage. So animals weren't really big at the house. My thing is, my kid's nose is dripping. Right? And it's been dripping for 50% of its life. The cats are going. That's it.
See, but I know what they're saying. Because if you ask my wife that, what do you think she would choose? The cats or me and my kids?
Well, and I would hope she would choose the
human. No, she would choose the cats.
Oh, my God.
There's no question. I love my wife. She's the best. She would choose the cat over
me. It's also not a mystery as to what is the issue.
I like that. See, they solve their own problem. That's what I like when patients come in and ask a question and then solve it.
They didn't solve nothing. They still got
the... They did. They said she's allergic to cats. Yeah. We don't know what allergy is, but she's allergic to cats and we have cats. That was good.
There was no mystery as to what the issue was.
Not really. I just wanted her nose not to pour so much. But yeah, the doctor did suggest allergy drops or allergy shots like once a week. But I don't want to give her shots once a week. I don't know.
All right. Runny nose. We can't get rid of cat exposure or the medicine. Then it's going to be on and off. Yeah. I would just try to limit exposure as much as possible.
Yeah. What's your name, bro?
My name is Chris.
Chris. Yeah. I know you came into the frame angry, bro. I mean, I could feel your pain. Right.
So my wife has been a big fan of yours for a long time. And so have I. But when she saw this podcast, she was like, look what I signed us up for. And I went, why? I said, interesting. What seems to be the health issue that has you so concerned? She's like, well, I sent them a picture of all her buckets of tissues. I'm like, okay, it's not a mystery as to why those are all there. She's allergic to cats and you're collecting cats.
After we finish the call, will you email us some pictures of the cats?
Absolutely.
With names, I would like to have that as reference for this whole thing, because so I can educate parents better.
I love my cats. I take more picture of my cats than I do of my daughter.
Send your best pictures. Send them your way. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks. Thanks for calling us, guys. I hope we'll work it out before, you know, the divorce. So enjoy your week and thanks for calling in.
Bye, guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
So here, this is the problem, all right, with these fucking animals. I'm sorry. People are putting their animals above the health and well-being of their kid. And I say, it's like if we had a dog and that dog was giving us a problem, the dog's gone.
I like it. You're better at this than I am. You're just like blunt. I'm like, yeah, you could try this. You're like, it's very simple. Remove the problem.
That's it. It's not that difficult. I think we should get rid of the cats. Anyway.
He was great.
The guy?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy.
The timeline was phenomenal.
He came in with a...
He was ready.
I got to tell you, this is one of my favorite shows we've done, and we've only done two. But a plethora, by the way. New word.
Great word.
Of calls today coming in. Megan Trainor, Amanda, was it Seyfried? Mm-hmm. And my favorite call today.
Yes.
The cat.
The cat caller. Yeah.
I mean, that's the couples I really enjoy talking to, because as we were saying, I tend to be a little bit more blunt with my solutions and you tend to give options and be very kind of fair and nice. Believe me, they left that conversation. They're going to go in the kitchen now. This husband's going to go, see, I told you, let's get rid of the cats. And in 6 months, we might not have these cats anymore. And I feel like I had something to do with it. So we like to thank everybody for joining us here on Daddy First Doctor. Can't wait to do another show. And any parting thoughts? I always kind of sign off here. Well, and sit there. With
no,
the shirt
I just
like,
smile, you know. And wave. I think it's great. We got people calling from all around.
Yeah,
Canada's
been a huge fan base for us. So thanks, and the amazing healthcare the Canadians have up there, right? Do they? I mean, is it really any good?
We're gonna get into that.
Take care.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.